In 2010, the Lansing Board of Water and Light established its Plug-in Electric Vehicle Community Project with funding from the U.S. Department of Energy. The BWL installed an array of electric vehicle charging stations across the Lansing area to promote this emerging technology. Now, the utility is taking another step toward building an electric car infrastructure. In celebration of Earth Day, officials are dedicating a new solar-powered electric charging station at the new City Market in downtown Lansing. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with project manager Angie Goodman about how the BWL is preparing for a day when cars become a normal part of the grid.
It's been a great program. We've had a lot of success with it. We have deployed 22 to 23 electric vehicles, and we've installed over 40 electric vehicle charging stations around the area.
Describe for me, if you will, this large solar panel that is being erected as we speak right next to the Lansing City Market.
We are installing a two carport solar electric vehicle charging station. There are two ports in there, so we can have two electric vehicles that can charge. It will be able to charge the cars off of sun energy. It does have a backup from our distribution system if needed. Part of our program is to study what the impact of electric vehicles is going to have on the distribution system and try to come up with ways to reduce the impact.
I take it the distribution system is what laymen would call the grid.
Yes, correct, the grid. We want to make sure that our customers are getting the best service they can.
Angie, explain how we believe in this area consumer demand is going to really propel the need for this type of station.
We are actually evaluating which needs to come first, whether it's the charging stations or the electric vehicles, the chicken or the egg. So we worked with getting electric vehicles out there and putting the charging stations in, and we're evaluating how much people charge, what time of day, and where they're charging. We're seeing a definite demand for people wanting to be able to charge. I get calls weekly from people looking at where charging stations are in the area. Can we put them down in public and business locations? More residents calling to find out what it takes to install one at their home.
Do individuals buy them themselves? Do businesses buy them themselves? And how would this replace those?
People do purchase them themselves. Are they required? No. The cars come with a standard 110 charging station that they can use and just plug into a standard outlet at their home. It's a preference. Do you want to be able to charge your car faster? 240 volts is going to charge it. Say for a Chevy Volt example, it's going to charge it in 3.5 to 4 hours. The standard plug is going to take 7 to 8 hours. So it's what people are looking for. Businesses are purchasing their own. Now, through our program, which was funded through a federal appropriation, we did provide the charging stations to businesses and to homes.
It's interesting, Angie, how the automotive industry more than 100 years ago sort of began on a similar footing to what's happening now.
Yes, electric vehicles were actually one of the first cars in production. Once they found out that internal combustion engines or gasoline could take you further, they switched over to that. We've now come full circle right back to trying to make electric our means for transportation. It does help reduce our dependency on foreign fuels. We're looking at the renewable energy portion to see how we can be greener and be more sustainable. Being the utility here in Lansing, we need to make sure we can provide the best customer service, and that is the grid. How much energy do we have? If everybody's coming home from work and plugging their cars in at 5 o'clock, we're going to have problems. The distribution systems we need to study, do we need to upgrade transformers? And this same situation happened when air conditioners went out there. It started with a couple on a block, and then it came every house now. If you look, nearly every house, I should say, has an air conditioner in it. Same thing with electric vehicles. Right now, you see them sporadically through town. Eventually, we're going to see an influx, and you're going to see streets that have 3 or 4. So we want to know, is that going to impact the grid, and do we need to upgrade our system?
That statement you said makes me think about the big power failure we had about 10 years ago. I think it was centered in Ohio. Is that part of the Board of Water and Light's thinking, that enough electric cars on the grid means that the grid has to be strong enough to withstand all that?
We are looking at the impact that electric vehicles can have. We are actually working to encourage people to charge off-peak. What off-peak is 11 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning. So we've offered a discounted electric vehicle rate to give an encouragement. The nice thing with electric vehicles is you can come home, plug it in, and set it. The car has a timer in it. So you can plug it in at 5 o'clock, but it won't actually start charging the car till 11 o'clock at night. We have more than enough electricity available for our consumers in the evening hours, and it's a way to distribute the load management.
This carport will only serve two cars at a time. Do we expect a time when people will be lining up to get their car charged here?
We do. We expect that there will be a time that we're going to have a higher demand for more charging stations. Right now, yes, this does only hold two cars. Early adopters with electric vehicles are actually, they're wonderful. They work together to coordinate. They know if their car is parked in there. They usually try to move it after they're done charging to make sure it is available for other electric vehicles.
So this is the actual charger here right beneath the panels.
Correct. This is a level 2 charging station, which level 2 is a 240 volt. All charging stations now come with the standard plug, which is a J1772. And again, this is hardwired into the electric system. You just pull your car in and plug it in and charge.
I just love J1772s, don't you?
You have to give the numbers. You got to be accurate, right?
It looks almost like a hairdryer.
Correct. I mean, it really does. It is a safety device, though. It has 5 prongs, and until the last prong connects, it's called a handshake. There's no electricity flowing through this, so it is safe for people to touch and handle.
Angie, over here, I can see a Chevy Volt that is owned by the Board of Water and Light. What can you tell me about the car itself?
The Chevy Volt itself, the electric car, does not make any noise, but it does have a very cool startup. Very futuristic sounding. Right now the car is running. There is no sound.
Silence is the sound of the future.
Yes, that is true.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Angie Goodman is the project manager for the Lansing Board of Water and Light's Plug-In Electric Vehicle Community Program. Angie, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you. It was great talking with you, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains.